That Rashi says Yoshafat wouldn't separate himself from Achim Mishum Chashad. So I call him Amu. What do we come out? That Afagav the Mumel of Rosh Chavim Hevei Lehevi Mumel Chol Torah Kula is still not called Mumel Chol Torah Kula, and therefore was okay for Yoshafat eat from the Shechita. So this is the Raya to Rav Anan. The Rav Anan says that Mumel of Rosh Chavim is Mutal Echol Mishchitosai. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Peyya Maralaf on top, from the middle of the Shaila, which we're ring a Raya to Rav Anan Talocha, that he said the Mumala, when it's Tichovim, it's still Mutalecha Meshkitosoi. And the Raya was the fact that Yoshafat with Sephadik ate from the Shechita Vacha, which was a Mumala, when it's Tichovim. So that's the question, maybe nobody else Shaila was, maybe Yoshafat only ate from his own Shechita. So Tap Gemara says, no, they have a Maflig Mafshiminei, that Yoshafat would have not separated himself from Achav to make like two separate parts in Klai Yisrael. Therefore, the Mestabler Rashi says that he ate from the Shechit of Achav, even though he's a Mumel of Rosh Chavim, that's the rather the Mumel of Rosh Chavim, it's Mutalecho Mishchitoso. So now this question now, Minola, like how do we know this, that like Yoshafat would not separate himself from Achav? So now, Ilayim, if you want to tell me with the Chiv, that there's a Pasuk in Melachim that says, the Pasuk says, Kamayni Kamaychom, is what Yoshafat said to the Melech Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yom Yoshafat the Melech Yisrael, Kamayni Kamaychom, Kamni Kamecha, Kususak Yisusechom. So Mashmi Yoshafat still stayed part with, stayed together with Achav. So Mora says, so Ela Meyata, that at the end of the Pasuk says, it says also, it says, Kususai Kususechom, like my horse should be like your horse. Is Hachinam here also, it means to say, so we stay together, like what does Susan have to do with it? Rashid Linyan is to the head to come out, and Lakov Linyan Amachoma Komalei, that's all. Not to say that we rely one upon the other. It doesn't mean it wasn't, it says, Kami Kiyamecha, Rashi says, Dimash Mereato Kamoiseni, Tisam Kamalaya, we rely upon you. Mora says, no, here it says, the end of the Pasuk is Susai Kisasech, which has nothing to do with relying upon one another. Elamai just means to say, like Rashi says, that we'll have Mechama together. So, Samar says, Elamai dehevi asuscha, tehevi asusi, like any burdens that's upon your horse, should be upon my horse. That's all. I mean, that we'll go to fight together, that's all. But not that I rely upon you for Issa Veheta. So, Chinam here also, Ma dehevi alacha vialoi amecha, the burden that's upon you and upon your arm, tehevi alai vialavoi, should be upon me also, that's all. But not to say I'll be saying on you, just to mean the burdens will be upon us, that's all. So you have no right to say that your shofet would eat from the shechita of Achav. So it says, rather, let me hear from this pasuk. Next pasuk says, O Melech Yisrael, the Yoshafat Melech Yudah. Yoshvim, it says, Ish al Kisai, Melovashim, the Godim, they were sitting together wearing clothing, the Gurin in the Gurin, the Mach in the fields. Pesach Shashomrim, by the entrance, by the gate of Shashomrim. So now the question, my Gurin, what does it mean to say here by the Gurin, by the threshing place? What do you mean to say, Lim, if you want to tell me Gurin Mamish, a threshing place, Oto Shashomrim, Gurin heavy. Do you think the Shar of the city Shomrim, who is a threshing place there? That's not where you thresh, you don't thresh this fool over there. So why is it called the Gurin? Ela meant to say this, that Ki Gurin, that this Pesach or Shashomrim was like a Gurin. What does that mean to Tanam? Not like this. Sanhedrin hoisa techati Gurin agula. When Sanhedrin sat down, when they had their sag dedinim, they sat down like in a semi-circle. Techati Gurin agula, like around this other threshing. What does that mean to say? They sat like on a table in a semi-circle. Kedeshi royin zeze. Everybody should see one another. In other words, they sat together the same way people sit together by the Gurin. Rashi says a mitzvah like this, that Tigurin Hayu Yoshvin Bechiba Ubereis. They sat together with love, with friendliness, with a good achas, just like the Sanhedrin. Shen Choshim Zel Zeh, they were not Choshid Zel Zeh. So here from this passage, it's Mashmah that Yoshofit, like, was not Choshid Achav. Therefore, it's Mustafa that Yoshofit ate from the Shechit of Achav, from his people, even though they were Mumul Avorot Kechavim. So that's the right to Ravonon, that a Mumul Avorot Kechavim is not considered a Mumul Achor Perakula. Therefore, it does not have a lacha like a goy, and therefore you'll not eat.
from his shechita.
Now the Gemara says, let me bring another proof to Rabbanan's halacha. It's fact it's true what he's saying, that a mumul avaras kechovim, his shechita is still kosher. Because the pasuk says, right the malachim, before the pasukim say, it says, v'yorvim mevim loylechem u'bosor, ba'boiker v'lechem u'bosor be'er boriv. It says the what? That the birds brought them lechem, and meat also to eat. Now, the Yom Yudam Arav, mivetavche di'achov, that these birds came and brought meat to Yeshafet, but the birds to Orvim, the birds took the ravens took the meat from the butchers of Achov. So it's mashma clearly that Yeshafet ate from the streets of Achov. Because here it says the Orvim brought the meat from Achov, from Beis Achov, to Yeshafet. So Gemara says, no, it could be here, it's different. Maybe here's no proof. So Gemara says, I'll tell you that Apiya Dibur Shani, here was different, here was called Apiya Dibur. It was like Min HaShemayim. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiru, Lefi Shor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matrit, at least at that time. And the Pasuk says, Ves Orvim Tzavisi Shom, Lechalko Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav, for these Orvim to go. Ves Orvim Tzavisi Lechalko Lecha Shom. So the Gehetta Min HaShemayim, that's where Yeshofer ate from this meat. Now the Gemara says, my Ovim, what does it mean, Ovim? Om Ravina, Ovim Mamish. Ravina says Mamish means ravens. These birds, they brought this meat. Ovim Mamish. Yes, he says Mamish means ravens. Om Alei Ravada Bamin Yumi. The Ravada Bamin said back to him, the Duma maybe no. Maybe the apostle says, the Ovim Meviya maybe means Trey Gavri. There were two people, two men, to have a Shemayu Ovim. That was the name was Oruf. So these two people brought the meat. Where it says, me like see like a riot, doesn't say another person in Shertim, it says, Vayogu es Oriv, Bitsur Oriv, Viezei, it says he killed him there. She says here clearly, they killed a person called Oriv. Says the Oriv could be the name of a person. Where it still is, Omulei, is Rami Milsa that Tavayu Hevi Shemayu Orvim? Like good, one person then could be called Oriv. Well, how could it be that two people, they both had a name Orvim? You want to say the pasuk says the Orvim means two people called Orvim. How could that be? Someone says, yes, still, the Duma may be Al Shem Mekemim. Maybe they called Orvim mean they came from the city Orvim. So these two people from that city, they have the names Orvim. Someone says, like Milak Siv, doesn't the pasuk say, Malachim, the Aram Yotze Gedudim, the Yeshua Meretz Yisrael, Nara Ketana. That what it says, the Nara Ketana was there. So the Kashtam, we have a question, Korin Le Nara. First, it's called a Nara, which is Mashmi, she's 12 years old already. Then it says, Vakora la Katana, she's called the Katana. Katana is not a Nara. So how could it be Nara Katana? The Yomar HaPtosh, HaPtosh says, Ketana de Min Urim. It says, well, the name really was Katana. When it says, it's called Nara, means you came from the city Nara. Maybe you're also, Orvim means because they came from the city Orvim. So where it says, and came and so, Uvoyim mi boile. Should have said, Lashon of Uvoyim, not the Orvim. The Orvim Avad is more mash for me to say, ravens, really, they came and brought it. So I call upon this also, they want to be right from this posture that they brought the meat that they ate from it. Teretz was also Pia Dibur was shining. So Teretz was Tater speaks out. According to Havim of the Gemara, we didn't know this Teretz of Pia Dibur yet. Rav says that Bosesh and Salamanayin is also. The meat that was, a Jew did not watch its also teeth from it. You have to be afraid it got mixed up with Goyish meat. So Tezir Savada, we knew that much that the Dibur was matter to say you could be saying that this was the meat that came from Jewish meat. But just we didn't think to say that if the din would be that it came from a shechita of a mumul of Rosh Chodesh, that the Dibur would have been matter it. Not the parrot yet, but it could talk to be maybe the locher is, but it's also teeth from a shechita of a mumul. Just here the pshat was, who was our Pia Dibur, there was a special heter min HaShemayim. Again, the Gemara says, Lema Mesayim, let me bring another proof to Rabbi Anan's halacha. Again, the same thing, that a person that's a mumal, a baris tichovim, he can still be from a shechita. Why? It says like this. It says, Hakil shechten, fiafilu kusi, fiafilu oro, like we had before. The Bryce says everybody can make a shechita, even a kusi, and even an oro, fiafilu yisrael mumal. And even a Jew that's a mumal that doesn't have eris. So first he said, hi, oral, I said, the Muslim said this person, oral, does not have a bris milah. What type of person is it? Hilayma shemese ochiv machmas milah, that his brothers died because of milah. Semel he has a head to not have a bris milah on him. For the Gemara, how Yisrael ma'ayu, that's a good Jew then. There's nothing wrong with Pshita, that his Pshita is a good Pshita. There's nothing wrong with him. Ela Pshita must mean mumalarlus, that the person did not have a bris milah on purpose. L'hachas b'mezid. He's a mumma, means that on purpose he didn't do this mitzvah. And still it says what? That he can make a shechita, and shechita's kosher. He's not called like a guy. If so, I must say, what does it say to say? Fa'afilu Yisrael mumma, even Yisrael that's a mumma that does not err, is also a shechita's good. So question again is, hey, what's the chiddush over here? What is this case talking about? E mumma l'dov rechod, stam, a person does one aveira. If so, we learned that already. Hayne mumma l'alos, l'arolos. That's called a mumma for an oral. He doesn't care to have a bris milah. So even though he's a mumma for one mitzvah, he's still his sheet is still kosher. So what's the chiddush over here? So Moshe El Olav doesn't the price need to say mumma lav arif kechavim, that even though this Jew does the aveira of avodah zarah, he's a mumma, he does it, still he creeps from the shechita. If so, it's a clear proof with the karach onan, it's a riot karach onan that says that the shechita is still kosher. So Moshe says, no, maybe there's no proof. The Yonam Eimlich, really, I'll tell you, maybe Mumal Avres Kechavim Loi. Maybe a person that worships Avodah Zarah, his Shechit is possible. Why? The Yomam Marcos, we learned it always says that Chamur Avodah Kechavim, the Aver of Avodah Zarah is so strong that Chekol HaKoifabo, whoever is Koifer in Avodah Zarah, meaning does not agree to Avodah Zarah, he is Kamod V'chol Torah Kula. It's like you're being murdered to the whole Torah. And you are the opposite also. Whoever is moida to avoid the zora, it's like he being kofer and called Torah Kula. And therefore, maybe you have a look like a goy, that maybe then your shechita will be possible. So you have no right. It could be a mumma, Rabbi Sechavim, maybe it's called a mumma, the called Torah Kula, maybe. And yeah, therefore, shechita will be possible. And El Sebastian over here, El Rather Mumma Lyoise Dover. The chiddush here is even though he's a mumma, that he eats nevelas, he eats treifas. Still, if he only does the l'tayovin, means when it's easy for him, here, if you let him shecht, like we say, washed and eat the nevela, he might as well eat a kosher shechita. So therefore, we say mechon shechita. Who could a rabbi, like you had before, from Rabbi's halacha? A rabbi says, if you bird, you could check out the knife before and then give it to him to shecht, he could be say mechon shechita. So again, you have no proof this price goes like Ravonin. Maybe a mumal avarez, kechavim mitzakel shechita is possible. Here we're talking about he's a mumma that he eats nevelas l'tayovin just for his own sake. So then we say to check out his knife first, it'll be a kosher shechita. Having more says Meisr, I have a question like this. We dash in the pasuk that says mikem. Rashi said the pasuk says adam ki yakrav mikem korban. Somebody brings a korban, and the guy be neder on the davar. Zomar neder on the davar. So ki yakrav masuk shiurts. If you want to bring a korban, you can make minader to bring a korban. Not everybody can bring a korban. That a mumma cannot bring a korban. Rashi says, brings a korban, the kanim should not accept it. That's one drasha. The other drasha is, mikem means, I made a difference by a Jew, but I did not make any differences by goyim. Rashi says, "Mikem b'chem chlakin in chlema." Midechiv haim you to be Yisrael, v'loy bumas dechiv ishish. We based Yisrael as Yaakov korb l'chol nereim. Yeah. So they will learn that ishish is marb. Even a goy can bring a korban, like a Jew, and by a goy it doesn't say the lashon of mikem. So as if to say, only by a Jew we take out. Not everybody can bring it. As it was, shemamina b'chem chlakin. Only by a Jew is the halacha that a kosher Jew could bring a korban, and if a Jew is a mumer, he can't bring a korban. But v'loy bumas, by goyim we don't say that. By goyim we say shekulim is not the mekabel mehem. Any goy that brings a korban, we accept the korban from him. It's another drasha. Yes, that's vidashim. Mikem means only by klai so make the chilek. V'loy bumas. Another drasha vidashim min abheima. Adam Kiyakov Mikem Mina Behema says, Lahavi b'nei Adam Shedemel l'Behema. That a person that's like a Behema, Rashi says, Shein Mekhidam Mekhayim the Mitzvahs, still will accept his korban. So Mikan Amar, from here we learn that Mikamblin Karbonis Mi Persia Yisrael. We accept Karbonis from people that do Averis, a Persia Yisrael. Rashi says, Mashma Mezidim, even though they do the Averis, Ben Mezid, and willingly they do the Averis. Still, if they want to bring a Korban, they make a Nedim to bring Korban, we accept it. Why? They shiach so them b'tshuva tshuva. Maybe if they'll bring kabbonis, they'll come to do tshuva. Chutz excluding, what's the first drasha? That we do not include from, we do not accept from everybody. What's loyti as a mumer? Chutz min a mumer. A chutz from a person that's a mumer. So let's see what the difference between a mumer and a Persian Yisrael is. But by a mumer, him we're not, we do not accept his carbon. Ye umanasa chesayayin, someone that's manasa, also means he worships Avodah Zarah. He's Manasseh, he spills his wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. Or Mechala Shavuot HaHesia. Or someone that's Mechala Shavuot HaHesia, him also, we do not accept the Korban from him. That's what the Bereishis says. Rashi says, Manasseh HaSayayin means, Rabbah HaKavim. See, if the person is Tam HaPoishah Yisrael, Tam do Averis, we accept the Korban from him. But if he does these Averis, that he's a Muma, or Manasseh HaSayayin, Mechala Shavuot HaHesia, openly, everybody sees Mechala Shabbos, then we don't accept the carbon. Samara says, Haguf Akasha, the theory by itself, Omar the first is saying, Likem, to Leikulchem, only some Jews should bring a carbon, not everybody. Loik, yes, a mumma. Mashma, anytime you're Pesha Yisrael, you do Averis Lahachis, then Nezid, you can't bring a carbon. Well, the third is, then we learn, no, it's a still in the Kablam carbonus, me Pesha Yisrael, that you could accept the carbon from Pesha Yisrael. Of course, that's like the mumma. So it's a theory. Someone says, Holokash is no stira. Reisha Tayyi means Mumma l'chua Torah kula. A person that's a Mumma, he does all the Averis, he doesn't care about the Torah at all. So that person, even though he's a Jew, you can't accept the Korban from him. Mitziyos, what's the middle case talking about? Mumma l'dover echot. That if the Jew does an Avera for one Avera, then you can still accept the Korban from him. That's called Pesha Yisrael, means for one Avera. One Avera he does, then you can still accept the carbon. If so, I'm say, what does it say? Chutz min amur, again it says, the mumi can accept the carbon. Or menasech es hayayin, or someone that's menasech hayayin spills the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah, which means he's over the Avodah Zarah. Or mechala shavuot v'fahesias. If so, hay mumi, this mumi that it says, we do not accept the carbon from him, hechidam, what's the case talking about? I mumi l'chua Torah kula, if it means he doesn't keep the Torah at all, he does all the Averis, he doesn't care about the Torah. If so, Haina Reisha, that's the Reisha we said already. Mikem v'loy kulchem. There's somebody that's a mumma l'chua Torah kula, he can't bring a korban. So what do you have to say it over for? It said it already once. Elamai, the mumma l'dover echod, he only did one Avera, he's only a mumma to do one Avera, and he can't bring it. If so, Kasha Mitzios, that's a Kasha from the middle. And the middle bright, that's Mashma, Pesha Yisrael, we do accept the korban from him. And Allah, isn't the Pshan to say for the Mumoka Korban, this is what the Bryson means to say. Chutz min ha-mumor l'nasach ha-sayayin. If a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, he like pours his wine to the Avodah Zarah, that's why he's menasach the Avodah Zarah. Or else a Jew that's mechal l'shas v'hesia, him v'hesia, he cannot bring a Korban. Alma, what do we see from here? That mumor l'avodah k'chavim has a mumor l'chal Zarah kula. That if a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, even though it's only the only chet that he does, but he can't bring a korban. He's mamish considered like he's a mumma l'chua Torah kula. If so, we should have a lach like a guy that a shchita should not be a good shchita. If so, tiyufta the Ravonim. Tiyufta the Chaim, the Morsa Taka, the tiyufta on Ravonim. Next lesson, when Rashi says, Alma mumma l'chua Torah kula ke mumma l'chua Torah kula dami, Rashi says, Hay tana chamir le Shabbos ke Ravos l'chavim. Yel Shabbos is also like Avodah Zarah. Somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, he's being kaifer, he's denying Hashem. The same thing, the Mechal Shabbos, what is Mechal Shabbos also, he's a kaifer, the Maisav. He's kaifer, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that created the world. As if to say, you don't hold that Hashem rested on Shabbos. That's also called you being kaifer, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, kids, so we end up not like Ravonim, that a Jew that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, or else he's a mumma, he worships Avodah Zarah, his shchita taka is possible. The other must question, for Yehom Mahocha Nafka, the true learner from over here, the Chur Mihosam Nafka, Rashi says, Dei Mekabim Korban Min Amumim. This is not the pasuk. There's another pasuk to say that a Jew that's a mumer, the chotz or kula, or else when it's kechavim or mechal shabbos, he did not accept the korban from him. The pasuk is like this. It says, "Meyama oretz v'darshin." So again, the same drug.